Icon Audio Arts.
The Kama Sutra, the original manuscript, the ancient Vedic art of love. Written by unknown. Narrated by Jagannath Das and the Icon Players.
One of the mandates of Icon Audiobooks is to introduce, and in some cases reintroduce, people of all generations to the inspirational, classical, spiritual literature of the ages. The following audiobook falls into that very select and important category. Here you will find ageless wisdom, timeless truisms, and unbounded inspiration. From the ancient Hindu text, the Bhagavad Gita, the voluminous Vedas, the teachings of great saints like Meher Baba, Paramahansa Yogananda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Kahil Gibran, and Ram Dass, to the humble parables of Jesus, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, as well as avatars such as Sri Krishna, Rama, and the Buddha, Icon casts the net wide to include the greatest insights of the ever-expanding spiritual universe. As an old incredible string band song goes, may the long-time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. I'm Jagannath Das.
Introduction. It may be interesting to some persons to learn how it came about that Vatsyayana was first brought to light and translated into the English language. It happened thus. While translating with the pundits the Anunga Runga, or the Stage of Love, reference was frequently found to be made to one Vatsya. The sage Vatsya was of this opinion or of that opinion. The sage Vatsya said this, and so on. Naturally, questions were asked who the sage was, and the pundits replied that Vatsya was the author of the standard work on love in Sanskrit literature, that no Sanskrit library was complete without his work, and that it was most difficult now to obtain in its entire state. The copy of the manuscript obtained in Bombay was defective, and so the pundits wrote to Benares, Calcutta, and Jaipur for copies of the manuscript from Sanskrit libraries in those places. Copies having been obtained, they were then compared with each other, and with the aid of a commentary called Jayamangla, a revised copy of the entire manuscript was prepared, and from this copy the English translation was made. The following is the certificate of the chief pundit. The accompanying manuscript is corrected by me after comparing four different copies of the work. I had the assistance of a commentary called Jayamangla for correcting the portion in the first five parts, but found great difficulty in correcting the remaining portion, because, with the exception of one copy thereof which was tolerably correct, all the other copies I had were far too incorrect. However, I took that portion as correct in which the majority of the copies agreed with each other. End quote. The Aphorisms on Love by Vatsyayana contains about 1,250 slokas, or verses, and are divided into parts, parts into chapters, and chapters into paragraphs. The whole consists of 7 parts, 36 chapters, and 64 paragraphs. Hardly anything is known about the author. His real name is supposed to be Malanaga or Mrulyana, Vatsyayana being his family name. At the close of the work, this is what he writes about himself. Quote, after reading and considering the works of Babhavra,
sample complete. Ready to continue?